Connor Bolio of LCO says he's almost 13 years old and proud to show off his new camp.
We're building a little wigwam right there. And right here is where one of our campers are staying. Pretty nice here. Peaceful. I don't know where this leads, but let's explore.
The five-acre camp is tucked away in an Iron County forest. There's no cell phone service here, but there are campsites, trails, wigwams, a community kitchen, and lots of young people. 12-year-old Mikey Demain of LCO likes working at the camp.
Yeah, I helped. Help him make some wigwams. Help collect firewood, stack it. I think I'm going to hang out there a lot this summer.
Mikey's grandfather, Paul Demain, says this is also an educational camp.
You can learn about mushroom gathering, plant medicines, wigwam building. There's people fishing. There are people doing all kinds of beautiful things, and it is so healing. And that's ultimately, I think, what it was. The idea says, how can we help mend our communities and come together?
The camp is on top of the largest iron ore body in North America, with the potential to create hundreds of jobs. But Wisconsin tribes say it would destroy this pristine land. So this spring, the Lacouture Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Governing Council voted to designate this spot as a harvest camp. They have that right under the Treaty of 1842 to hunt, fish, and gather. The treaty ceded the land to the U.S. government in exchange for that right. LCO elder Melvin Gasper says Native American harvest camps date back centuries when tribes lived off the land.
You start out with the spring camp of the maple sugar camp. You would travel next to your fishing camp. Then you'd travel next to your harvest camp of harvesting your wild game and stuff for the winter. And then you would have your winter camp.
And Gasper says there's another reason. It's to stop the mine. Demain says the mine would poison the Lake Superior and Bad River Reservation watershed, so it's time other tribes join the fight.
If there's people from some indigenous nation who has relationships to land up here and occupy the range, that's up to them. What we've tried to do is establish a legal framework in which we can exist there and coincide with what's there now and monitor the situation.
Demain says LCO is deliberately getting in the way of Gogebic Taconite, which is currently drilling exploratory boreholes.
Bad River seemed to be taking the brunt of the battle on this mining legislation and organizing it. Frankly, people get tired and they feel beaten up at times, and so there's other tribes who are saying, how could they contribute to this way?
So they've built this harvest camp. Elder Gasper says even as they pull wild onions from the ground, they are effectively occupying this area.
Most definitely it is. They were asking us basically, how do you protest? This is it's a brand new way. It's a peaceful manner in which we're using it as a harvest area. Show them what can be taken out of this and saved. Some of us just given our whole lives for this, you know, to fight the cause to stop the mining.
Gasper says his ancestors sacrificed for him. Now he's doing the same for Mikey and Connor and future generations. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio at the LCO Harvest Camp in Iron County.